Here's a recipe for building a large telescope mirror. First, you'll need about 44,000 pounds of glass chunks, some as big as river rock. Carefully load them into a mold that's 27 feet in diameter. That'll take a few weeks. Then put the entire thing into a giant spinning oven. Cook for a few days at more than 2,000 degrees Fahrenheit while spinning the oven at just fewer than 5 revolutions per minute. Then let it cool for a few months. Uncover, and voila, a newly cast telescope mirror. The Stewart Observatory Mirror Lab at the University of Arizona has been making some of the world's largest telescope mirrors for more than 20 years. They perfected the minute mathematical equations necessary to make the mirrors nearly perfect. Now, the Mirror Lab resembles an assembly line with nearly a half a dozen mirrors currently in some stage of production.
Today, we're casting the third of the GMT segments.
Jim Burridge is a professor at the U of A's College of Optical Sciences and at Stewart Observatory.
The Giant Magellan Telescope has a 25-meter aperture. It's made up from 7 segments, each one of which is 8.4 meters in diameter. And we finished one of them about a year ago, finished polishing it about a year ago. We have a second one that we're processing now, and we just cast the third one. And so we're really into production.
And this is what making a telescope sounds like. Actually, it's a giant centrifuge, a custom-made spinning oven that, over the course of several days, will turn those glass chunks into liquid. And the spinning will form the liquid glass into the shape of a mirror. That part only takes a few days. Then, says Jim Burridge, it's months of slow cool down.
At that point, the glass is solid enough that it's not going to move. And so we don't need to spin it at the same speed to maintain the shape. But we have to slow cool it so that it doesn't build stress into it. If we cooled it quickly, then the glass would be stressed and it would break.
Once out of the oven, it's time for the most exacting process of all. It's not quite a telescope mirror yet.
For the telescope, the performance, it's all about the surface. Okay, the light reflects off of a thin metal film that's on top of a polished glass surface. The shape of that thin metal film has to be almost mathematically perfect.
And that happens in the polishing room. A cavernous space with two huge spinning assemblies in the middle. The mirrors are loaded onto them and slowly, methodically polished for months, even years.
We have a polishing tool that runs under computer control that rubs on the surface. We put rouge on this tool, and as the tool moves on the surface, it wears the surface down. Okay, it makes it smooth and it wears it down. And the key to making an accurate shape is to measure what the shape you have is, compare that to ideal, and then run your polishing tool to wear the thing down until it gets closer and closer to perfect.
Burge says it's a little like sanding a table, only the tolerances are in the millionths of an inch. Anything more, and it messes up the mirror's shape and alters astronomical observations. And if you polish one area a little too deeply, well, there's no going back. The Mirror Lab often celebrates major milestones in the making of telescope mirrors. Last weekend, it was commemorating the casting of the third mirror for the Giant Magellan Telescope. It's known as GMT-3. Hundreds of people walked through the lab, getting close-up views of the centrifuge and polishing tools. They listened to presentations from staff and students about how the mirrors are made.
So these are written very, very accurately, and the shape they produce is the ideal.
And there, in the middle of it all, is the father of the Mirror Lab.
So we get 800 watts of electricity per mirror instead of 400.
Roger Angel is the founder and scientific director of the Stewart Observatory Mirror Lab. It's his experiments and mathematical formulas that led to this facility being built and the building of the world's largest telescope mirrors. We interviewed Roger Angel last year in his office, just as polishing began on the second GMT mirror. Of all the telescopes he and the lab have created mirrors for, he's the most excited about the Giant Magellan.
Astronomers are always wanting bigger telescopes, and this is a step towards, you know, a much bigger telescope than anything that's out there today. So that's pretty exciting. And, you know, what you can do with bigger telescopes is you can see fainter, but you also see sharper.
When it becomes operational in about 6 years, the Giant Magellan Telescope will be the most powerful on the planet. It'll use a system of 7 mirror segments that combine to form one giant, hence the term, eye on the sky.
It's like a single piece of glass that's 80 feet in diameter. So it's pretty extraordinary.
And it'll take some pretty high-resolution images of the night sky. Angel says that today, telescopes can see only the very brightest planets around distant stars. But
with the Giant Magellan Telescope, we should really be able to see lots of them and get into the science and study in detail these planets around other stars.
Back in the Mirror Lab, the centrifuge continues its slow, hot work. The mirror will be ready for polishing by November. Then it'll join the first two mirror segments awaiting shipment to Chile, where the Giant Magellan Telescope is being built. And by then, work on the fourth mirror for the GMT will be underway. I'm Mark Dugan, Arizona Public Media.